greetings to each one in the name of Jesus. Another wonderful day to give the Lord the glory and honor He deserves. This is Levi Stalsus, and I'd like to share with you, I have chosen the Philippians 4:8 for this week for my daily devotion. Yesterday, the last message was about what is, we'll read it, Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And yesterday we spoke about truth. What is truth? The scripture is truth. That is the one true thing that we have that does not change. And today I'd like to just take a brief look at whatsoever things are honest. And the word honest means to what we would know as honest or honesty. It means to tell the truth. But it also comes from the word honorable, which someone that is honorable is an upright person. And usually a crooked and perverse man is not an honorable man. It could be a world leader that has much power and prestige, but if he is not an honest man, he probably is not honored with other world leaders. Yes, they may recognize him as the leader. I think of all the leaders that lately there's been a lot of talk of the Russian leader and the American leader and the Iran leader and Iraqi leaders, talking about the Mideast, the wars that are going on in the Middle East. But some of those leaders aren't very honorable. They're crooked. They're liars. And that is not an honorable person. In Ephesians 6:1, chapter 6, verse 1, it starts out, Paul is writing, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother. That means give them honor. Give them the respect that they deserve. They are our elders. It does not necessarily mean that we must do everything they say. We can never make our own decisions. No, it means to honor them, to respect them. We want our children to grow up and to think of on their own, to be able to be creative. And if they would need to do just the things we teach them, that means they would probably be a carbon copy like of us, and we don't want that. We want them to be innovative. We want them to think outside the box. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according. See, Paul is talking about honesty here. He's talking about being real, be honest, and then you will be an honorable person. According to the flesh, which with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers. See, that's what happens too many times. People are just men pleasers. They just want, they don't want to be real. They don't want to be honest. They just want people to recognize them and give them honor and glory that they don't deserve. But as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as unto the Lord and not to men. So honesty starts from being truthful. When someone is truthful, they are honest. And then when they are honest, they are an honorable person, not an honorable as that we would lift up a... Today the world lifts up the entertainment world, the sporting, the figures in sports industry. They lift them up like they're role models. But no, that is not a true honorable person. And a person that deserves honor, a person is a person that is honest, that is truthful. So let's consider the Philippians 4:8, where it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. And tomorrow we want to look at whatsoever things are just. And then we'll go on to whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. So, Lord, bless your day.